Recording this episode was a very moving and emotional experience for me. Something about the journey, the mission, and compassion of our guests left me misty-eyed during the recording and again while editing the episode. This episode has two parts. In part one, we talk to Amy Peterson, the co-founder of Rebel Now, about her journey, her motivation, and inspiration that led her to start the business. What keeps her going when the times are tough? In part two, we view the business through the eyes of Rebel Now's employee, Ethel Rucker. I hope this episode has a similar impact on you.
We create a social enterprise that's dedicated to hiring women directly from the shelter. We'll teach them the skills they need. I don't want that to be a barrier to entry for them. We'll teach them everything they need. And while they're working with us, they'll get a good wage and we'll provide all the wraparound support. So we'll help them tackle the barriers that have been prohibitive in the past. And then we'll enable them to get to a place where they can breathe. And then they can start to dream about what have they always wanted to do. We're selling happiness and joy and memories and empowerment. I feel that you should feel a certain way when you wear Rebel Now.
Don't get me wrong, gig work is what it is. You know, it gives you freedom, but I needed more stable income. And she was able to link me up with Rebel Now from there, which is amazing. They know that I wanted to be a homeowner. Me and other members want to be homeowners also. They actually brought someone in to talk about the process of becoming a homeowner. So that's something that I love about Rebel Now. They're not just saying that they like to do these things, change these women's lives, and a male, because we have one male, Russell, actually change our lives and given the support that we need.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Amy Peterson, co-founder of Rebel Now, one of no other kind. She joins us from Detroit, Michigan. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Women's empowerment is in the forefront of many of our guests. Why is it so important for Rebel Now to empower women? Critics may say that there are men who experience similar hardships, addiction, incarceration. Why not support everybody? Support both.
I think for one, Rebel Now started for me is very much a personal journey and a personal desire to support women. When you look at the broad scope of inequities, women seem to be hit, and based on data as well, are hit the hardest. My journey started when I was pretty young. I wanted to be the first female general manager of a Major League Baseball team. Mm-hmm. That had never been done until last year. That was a big year for last year. And I wanted to work in baseball. So I set out to do that. And I spent 11 years working in the industry. At the time when I was working in the industry, it was not the most embracing of women with these kind of ambitions who really wanted to cross over into the good old boys club. So I think that was a big driving force. I also happened to be living next to a woman's shelter in Detroit. So it was kind of tied together, this desire to help and empower women primarily.
How high did you rise up in the ranks?
I went from an intern to being an associate general counsel for them.
Pretty impressive.
Thank you. So that was really like the impetus is my challenges in baseball alongside me living next to a shelter that was dedicated to women and families and getting to know them, and they became my neighbors. And also put it in perspective of 2012 in Detroit. I was facing one of the largest municipal bankruptcies the country had ever seen. And we could see with our eyes the resources that were being depleted. And I could see it firsthand. It was happening to this particular shelter. And so it just became this idea, this concept of, kind of that perfect storm of all those factors of, wow, what if we just created a company dedicated to women? End of story. Not saying I'm not open to men down the road, but our primary focus is always going to be women.
What were some of the striking data which kind of nudged you to start this?
You know, so many women in Detroit particularly are faced with homelessness. So often it is single mothers who are, you know, head of households. And it's just, I think for me, the biggest lesson that I learned is how we're all so similar in the world and in general. And there is just small degrees of separation that separates opportunities and exposure, for lack of a better wording. And I was grateful that I grew up with a support system around me that when I had tough times, I was fortunate enough to be able to rely on them. How challenging the world can be if you don't have that support system. And that was a lot of what I was seeing firsthand, is these incredible women, and many of them left challenging situations in search of a better opportunity, not only for themselves, but for their families. And that meant leaving situations that maybe they were comfortable in, or maybe they had to sacrifice their house because we were in the midst of a recession. So many different things where you don't have a support system, it's pretty quickly to fall pretty hard and pretty fast. And it really broke down a big misconception for me, too, about women being homeless. That was a lesson that I needed to see and I needed to learn.
So did you volunteer